Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my Friday wine review. So I decided this week I wanted to have something red and smooth, and I normally go with Old Faithful, which is one of my favorite red wines, which is the Malbec. And if you're getting any Malbec, you should be starting with Argentina first. If you don't go with Argentina, then you're really going to the wrong place. They're good Malbecs around. But if you go to South America, those are the most prominent, best tasting Malbecs that I've had in my lifetime. And most people, if you go out for dinner and ask for a Malbec, they will be bringing you something from the Mendoza region of Argentina. In this case, I have a 2017 Bianchi Malbec. It's a DOC Bianchi Malbec, a silky Argentina red Malbec. It's from San Rafael in the Mendoza region in the foot of the Andes Mountains. So really, really good. Here's the flavors that they say. They're saying it's a plum, black cherry aromatics, and a smoky, oaky taste from that. So I like Malbecs because it has a burst of that cherry and sometimes plum. That plum really stands out with that, but it has that smoky smell, and even with that oaky taste, it's a really good balance. So I like to really have that. So in this case, I jumped on this Bianchi, B-I-A-N-C-H-I. Most people say Bianchi, but it's not Bianchi. They don't go that way. So, but this is one of my wine insiders. I got this from Wine Insiders, and I got it at a $12 price point. I think I got it for a little less than that. But if you go online, you see it for $12. Always go for the deal so you can get maybe $2, maybe $3 off of that, and you'll be in a lot of good shape from that. So what does this Malbec taste and smell like? So I gave you the notes on that, so let me get a quick whiff and I'll let you know. Hold on. So not getting the heavy smoke. I am getting the deep cherries, and that's normally what I like from my Malbec anyway, so I'm really getting that as well. But let's get another smell out of that. You can see if it jumps out. I'm kind of twirling it around. So maybe a slight smoke, because I'm still swirling it, and then as it comes up, you get a slight smoky kind of smell from that. So let's get a taste and see what we match up. You know, I already said cherry, slight bit of smoke, got that oak kind of smell too. So I'm getting a nice oaky, it's really smooth, really tannic on the tongue. I like that. It's sitting on top. It's not going anywhere, so it's not really dry either, so I like that. Not getting the plum. I'm getting more of the cherries. Not bursting, but really, really good tasting. I had some pasta with some spicy turkey sausage, so when I had it with that, it just laid on there, because you get that slight bit of peppery taste on the backside. I'm not getting it now as I'm just drinking it by itself. I'm not really getting a lot of it there, but you're getting a lot when I did match it with the food pairing. I did get a little pop of the pepper peppery taste on the back end, and it could have been because of the food, but I'm not getting that now. But the tannins on it is really cool, so that may have laid on my tongue to kind of, you know, bring out that peppery taste. But really good. I thought this was a really nice, relaxing Malbec. I didn't really put it out just for anything special or for any guests. I just wanted something that'll go well with the food that we were eating for that night. So it kind of went well. It's 2017 Bianchi Malbec. It's Argentinian. Just let me know if you tried it and if you're getting any more of those flavors. I love that plum, that bitterness in the plum taste, but I didn't get it from this one. So, but if you get it, if you try it, leave some notes. I'm going with the podcast straight. I'm not really doing videos the next couple of weeks. technical difficulties, but it's okay. I'll get back to them so we can see the wine. But follow us on all podcast downloads. iTunes, Google Podcasts. You can go to bougieblackbrother.podbean.com. Podbean also has its own app, so if you subscribe, it'll just pop up, so it'll be available, so you always know the different podcasts that'll come out. So be aware of that as well. But overall, I think this was a good buy for 12. But like I said, if you go on Wine Insiders, go with the deal. You'll probably get it for about $10. And I think it'll be well worth the $10 price point. But I thank you for stopping by Urban Wine Life. And I'm Michael, and I'll see you next Friday. Later.